I saw on the list there were quite a few for August 15th on the chart.
August 15th is when most people resign, if they're going to resign because they want to keep their benefits through the end of the month.
So how does that affect our availability to be ready for the school year with that many? I know some are teachers. So what does covered mean? That means they have a long-term sub assigned?
They have a long-term sub. We're fortunate because we have interventionists that have teaching degrees, and we have commit subs that are in our buildings that can hold the fort down. We have a couple, we have some, two are special ed, which we're working on.
Difficult.
Those from a different angle, but there's three classrooms that we're talking about at Monroe Middle School is where they are.
Okay. And 5-6 still remains completely staffed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Arborwood South, I meant.
But you know what? I've had years where Labor Day weekend brought some resignations. I think we're past it. I'm going to knock on wood.
Please.
Yes. But yeah. So I don't think that's bad for the shortage across the state the way it is.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
We've held our own.
Okay.
Special ed teachers, is it still a pretty tight market?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Everywhere you look, they're looking for special ed.
Mm-hmm.
And we have two.
Two openings.
And they're both at Monroe Middle School.
Okay. Thank you, Cindy. Do we have any of the 10-year recognition instructors here tonight?
Yes, we do.
No. Come on up and be recognized.
Yes.
and bring the kids along too. Ashley. I recognize.
Teacher's class.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he's at high
school. Ben.
Yeah.
He's a teacher.
Yeah.
Come on up, Ashley.
Turn the microphone.
I don't want to talk.
Oh my goodness, is that right?
Yes, you do.
You guys make me do this all the time. Hi. I'm Ashley Cornett. They all know me. I talk to the board all the time.
But not the 10,000 people that are watching.
I know, right? Hi, everyone. I will be at the Monroe 5-6 building as a school improvement coach. So it'll be my second year in that role. And I've been at that building since 2019. So I have my husband and two of our foster friends. So they're back there. Yeah.
It is a wonderful accomplishment for you to receive tenure and in the eyes of the state of Michigan and by this Board of Education. And we truly appreciate your service and to your family too. I know you guys dedicate a lot of time to our system.
We'll be back in May for him.
Congratulations.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, next is our consent agenda. Are there any items that the board members would like to have moved off the consent agenda and moved to new business? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve items B2A to B2D as a consent agenda?
I make a motion to approve the agenda items. Move that the agenda items B2A through B2D be considered for consent agenda.
Support.
Can we have any discussion? If not, Jamie, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Sabatini.
Yes.
Mrs. Trassi.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes, and the motion passes. Before we move into new business, just for everybody's information, we may move through some of these items quickly, but we've had plenty of discussion at the work sessions either prior to the board meeting or during special work sessions. Those are always open to the public, and you're certainly welcome to attend those as well. Next, I'll turn it over to Superintendent Shaw for the 2025 MASB Delegate Assembly.
So this is each year the Board Association has their assembly. I think it's the last 2 years. Mary has represented Monroe Public Schools there as its voting delegate. And so tonight the Board of Education will need to select its member to represent you there. So with that, I'm going to turn it back to you.
Okay. Do we have any nominations?
I will move to select Mary Benson as voting delegate.
I support.
Okay. Do we have any other nominations? If not, can we have, I guess then we go into a motion to approve Mary as our MASB voting delegate?
I'll make the motion to approve Mary as our MASB delegate.
Support.
Any discussion? Hearing none. Jamie, can we have roll call, please?
Yes. Mr. Sabatini?
Yes.
Mrs. Tarassi?
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent?
Yes.
Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mr. Hutt?
Yes, and the motion passes. Congratulations.
Right. So our next item is fleet management. And so we've talked about this in our workshop. And so we are recommending that the Board of Education approve TransDev Fleet Service effective July 1st, 2025 through June 30th, 2028 as presented.
Thank you. Do we have a motion regarding the TransDev contract?
I move to approve the contract between Monroe Public Schools and TransDev Fleet Services effective July 1st, 2025 to June 30th, 2028.
Support.
Discussion. Any discussion from board members?
I'd like to thank Karen for her time that she spent in there with us answering all our questions. One of the questions I had was, why are we doing 3 years? And she gave us an answer and guaranteed that these services will be locked in over the next 3 years. And so we appreciate all the effort that was put into it. And thank you for putting forward what you did.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, Jamie, can we have roll call, please?
Yes, Mrs. Tarassi.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Sabatini.
Yes.
Mr. Hutt.
Yes, and the motion passes. Old business, we have no old business tonight, so I'll turn it over to Superintendent Shaw for his comments.
All right, so tomorrow is our staff welcome back. Today was our first day of PD with everyone, so tomorrow is a big morning at Monroe High School. You are more than welcome to join us at 8 o'clock, and we have things going on until about 8:45, then we have a guest speaker, and you're more than welcome to stay through the guest speaker also. Open houses are tomorrow night, and so if you want to catch those open houses, please go. They begin at Orchard at 4 to 6, and then Monroe Middle School, 4:30 to 6:30, Arborwood South, 5 p.m., and elementary buildings are all at 5:30 to 7:30. Do understand the elementaries fill up fast, so just my wife is gracious enough. She drives me to all the buildings so we can get in and out quickly there. But open houses, lots of, you know, the buildings are really in great shape. As always with our bond work, things are getting wrapped up, and so it's getting finished. Probably people still on the job right now, in fact. This coming Thursday night is our first home football game, so we'll be able to see our high school band out on the field, and then we also have our football game, and so it's Trojan Pride night, and then September 2nd, a week from today, is first day of school. So for our kids out there, here we go. So, but it is an exciting time. I was talking with one of our employees earlier today, and you go through all this planning, get everything thought up and laid out, and then it's like this point, this lull right here, like, just get the kids here. Please just get the kids here so we can get into going for this 180 days with them. And so very soon, there we go.
So. Question on, so all of the buildings are completely done with the renovations and the changes?
So the, want to describe this appropriately. Orchard is in kind of a tough spot. It'll be ready for the first day of school.
Okay.
Razorville is in the exact same spot where they've got a lot more done. The main entrance people will be able to go into, and so the school won't be a problem. It won't look perfect around it because there's still some more cleaning that have to be done in the gymnasium and that hallway that you guys saw outside there.
Get what I'm asking.
School's going to happen. And I'm just going to leave it there. We're not going to talk about any other schools in the community because
good
we don't want
to
put anything out there.
Done. Okay. Thank you, Andy.
You're welcome.
The official end of summer.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Next is public commentary. Any topic? I think we do have
one.
At least one.
Basically, Darla asked my question. However, one more. Did we find somebody for the instrumental middle high school?
Okay. Was that the orchestra position?
Yes.
Okay.
So for anybody that did not hear the public comments, it was based on staffing, and she said that they had already been answered in an orchestra position, which has already been filled.
Filled.
I know they can't hear you out there, so.
It'll come to the board of our meeting on the 9th, I believe.
Okay.
It is on the agenda for the 9th.
Pardon me?
She is on the agenda for the 9th.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So any other commentary, Carrie?
That's all.
Okay. Then we'll jump to board member commentary, starting with Brian.
Yeah, I would like to read a note I found, and obviously I didn't write it. I'm reading it to you, but I want to do this to honor our educators that may be watching on live stream, will watch delayed on live stream link, or here in person. And my wife started yesterday, so that's another reason. I'm trying to score brownie points with my wife. I'm just joking. This really, really touched me. I want to read it, and sometimes I can't read my own writing very good anymore, and I'm having to push it back further. But it said, to every teacher that about to begin again, there's something sacred about this time of year. The world doesn't pause for it, but we do. We tidy up rooms, rework bulletin boards, restock our desk drawers with things no one else even notices, all for the sake of what's coming. And what's coming isn't just students, it's opportunity, it's impact, it's legacy. And whether you feel ready or not, you're about to become part of someone's story again. It might not be obvious at first, the kid who won't look up, the one who sighs every time you speak, the one who walks in carrying a world you'll never fully understand. But here's the truth. Your consistency will matter more than your content. Your time will matter more than your title, and your presence will matter more than your perfection ever could. Every year, I remind teachers of this. You're not the system. You're the exception to it. You're the one who turns test takers into risk takers, who sees a child before the checklist, who shows up even when it feels like no one notices you do. And if this year feels heavy, don't forget, some kids are walking through your doors needing one adult to believe in them, just one, not because you have all the answers, but because you looked them in the eye and said, I see something in you, and meant it. That's the kind of teaching that outlasts standards, the kid that can't be measured but will never be forgotten. So as you step into a new year, remember this. You don't need to be perfect, just present. You don't need a magic lesson, just a moment that makes a kid feel seen. You don't need to save the world, just reach the one in front of you, because that's how the world changes anyways. Thank you for everything you give to children who aren't even your own. The world doesn't thank you nearly enough, but I see you and I'm grateful.
Okay, thank you, Brian.
Thank you,
Brian.
Nice.
Carrie?
I'm proud to be a parent of a senior.
Oh,
and
wow. Congrats.
And we're really excited for this year.
Great. Darla?
Okay, thank you for all your kind words because I've got business. So on to my list.
Well, I tried to soften it up.
All right, thank you, Brian and Carrie. A few follow-up on some items that we have requested from this board. This board's requested the 5-6 timeline, promised in May. Brought up by a board member in July, requested that was 3 weeks behind. I requested it again 2 weeks ago, and we still to this day have not received that which was promised starting in May. The second thing is we had addressed the need to relook at the cell phone policy. There were a lot of things within that policy that when the rubrics got passed that we felt that as a board it should be revisited. That's not been on the agenda and that's not been up for a revisit. However, the new cell phone, well, it's not new because cell phones have never been allowed, but the enforcement of the policy now is going to start this year, and I think it would behoove us to relook at that policy as we indicated we thought was important. The other thing was, that one we already addressed. I had sent an email on the 13th with requests from a couple different items, of which I have not received a response yet on those. So I would just like follow up on the responses for the requests board members have made, including myself.
Okay. Thank you, Darla. Gary?
The one that comes to mind right off the bat is, because we were talking about finances earlier, is Mary's request last month to find a way to fund the band project, mm-hmm. which I think would be a really nice thing if we can afford it. You know, that came to mind. I think that's all I got.
If I can just make a quick comment on that, yeah. I think talking to Brian, was it today? Brian. Inviting the band director to come in, because a lot of us don't have any idea what the costs are.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, all my data is years and years old, so have the band director come in and maybe the new orchestra director and just give us some indication and some information mm-hmm. on the costs.
Because there's instruments that are purchased by the school as well, so yeah. that information all would be pertinent to. Yeah.
So the instruments that are owned by the school, those are either used for rehearsals during the day, or there's a small percentage of those instruments that are lent out to students so they can yeah. use them at home. The majority of our students do some sort of rent or rent to own, mm-hmm. or they get an instrument that they source through a family, through, please don't buy them through eBay and Craigslist, but like, they source them a different way, but the majority of our students tend to rent.
Okay.
I think it'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
To do, yeah. bring that information in
yeah,
and bring
absolutely.
It all with.
Yeah.
I just didn't want that to get pushed to the wayside. I thought it was a good mm-hmm.
I added it to my list. How's that?
If it's on your list, I'm confident.
All right.
Okay, anything else, Gary?
No, that's all I got.
Okay,
thanks.
Stacy?
I just want to thank Karen for her years of service. You've been here pretty much since we graduated, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. And congratulations on meeting tenure.
Mary?
So, more business. So, typically in the beginning, late September, early October is when the Resolutions and Bylaws Committee through MASB, which I'm still serving on that, and I was appointed for another 3 years. Woo! So, that's when the handbook for the Delegate Assembly will come out. I will make sure to email you that handbook, and then Tom and Andy and Jamie, I'll email you the handbook. Obviously, but I'm also going to request that we have at least a small portion of a work session so we can kind of go over the resolutions and bylaws, how you would prefer me to vote at the Delegate Assembly, and then for me to answer any sorts of questions that you have about that.
Okay. Sounds good. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Then just to wrap up, I'll certainly be at a couple of the open houses tonight, particularly Waterloo. I'm anxious to see it without all the cleanup, as well as the 5-6 building. Are you going to just, for the 5-6 building, the survey to rename it?
Yep.
That's going to go on during the open house.
We'll be doing that with Laura, with those, through that building. And, yes.
Okay, very good.
So it's only going to be done at that building. It's not going to be community, all
yeah.
school,
yeah.
all
yeah.
buildings
yeah.
will have the opportunity.
Yeah.
You just mentioned that. That's
and
why I was clarifying.
General public as well. Okay.
All schools plus the general public.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And that'll be brought to the board for us to make a decision.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. And last, I don't want to embarrass the person, but I do want to say congratulations to somebody on the table here who just recently got married.
Oh.
Yeah.
And congratulations, Terry.
And Tom, okay. If you're giving congratulations, I think we need to give Gary congratulations on a new granddaughter.
Granddaughter. There we go. Congratulations.
Yeah.
What number is that?
Number three.
Three. Okay.
It's amazing they're so lucky you have granddaughter.
That's because he's not having them.
but they've got to put up with him taking them for a day, ruining them, and then sending them home.
I'm very, very good at that.
I bet.
Okay, that next on our agenda is a closed session. Just so everybody in the audience knows, there's no other agenda items past the closed session. So once we come out of closed session, we'll go into an adjournment. But do we have a request for a closed session?
I make a motion that we go into closed sessions.
Support.
Support. Any discussion? Jamie, can we have a roll call?
Yes.
Mrs.
Williams.
Yes. Mr. Jenkins.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Stephanie.
Yes.
Mrs. Press.
Yes.
Mr.
Hatt. Yes. And the motion passes. As soon as
congratulations,
that door.
Ashley.
Thank you.
As soon as the door closes, we will be in closed session, and the time is 7:23 p.m.
Have a good night, Yvonne.
What's your home chart?
Have a good night.
I need some of that, right?